1888.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We spent the bulk of the first hour talking about a video, pretty outrageous, with Capitol Police in D.C. threatening a group of children and activists who are singing outside of one of the House members' offices out in the hallway, basically, in the Capitol building. And we'll get back into that because there's several issues that are ancillary and connected to that that I think deserve further discussion. We'll do that. Also, on the way, a cuddle crackdown happening, apparently. Was it Madison, Wisconsin?
Madison, Wisconsin.
We'll get you the details on that when we get a chance. We've got to go back to the phones here. We had AC in Ohio. He's telling us about a conversation he had with his father regarding the issue of drug legalization, which was more, seems like a conversation about marijuana legalization. And let me see if I can sum up what you've said so far, AC, that your dad admitted that he smoked marijuana for 20 years of his life. He thinks that it should be illegal. And
actually, it should be criminalized.
Say again,
I'm sorry? Actually, he told me he thinks it should be at least decriminalized, though.
Oh, that's good.
But he still believes that it's like, but he says, but science shows that the HCC in there is more harmful than tobacco, which I know is nonsense. And you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's something he read and likely propaganda type stuff, and it's difficult to know. But
it sounds believable, right? There's no filter on that.
If you spend time looking at this, because I started doing this show 10 years ago believing that, you know, a marijuana cigarette was 10 times as deadly as a regular cigarette. And so, okay.
If that were true, show me all the dead marijuana users.
Right. And the difficulty there is that many marijuana users smoke tobacco also.
That's why I said show me the dead marijuana users, right. Not the ones that also smoke tobacco.
You want specifically people who you know, use tobacco. And I recommend vaporizing over smoking anyway. And you know,
you can't show me one, by the way.
This doesn't address people who eat marijuana as opposed to smoking it, and
right.
A variety of other you know, things out there. So I think that it just means that he doesn't consider it very important. He hasn't spent much time on it, and I understand that. The difficulty is that we that don't spend much time on these issues probably shouldn't be the ones making policy.
So, AC, where were you going with your call?
Yeah, just to finish up the conversation, at one point my dad was talking about starting to get into more harder drugs like cocaine and heroin. He says, you know, if we legalize, you know, the thing is there are people who break into people's houses all the time to get money.
So true.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's because it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a large part of it. And I should have brought up the thing in Portugal, where which you guys know about, of course, which I found out through you, which has decreased drug use and drug-related crimes over there. And at one point, he said to me...
By the way, just before you breeze over that, Portugal, over a decade ago now, legal or decriminalized all possession of small amounts of all drugs. So there's still levels that you can't have as far as possessing, but most small amounts
right.
of all drugs have been decriminalized there or legalized, whatever you want to call it. There's no penalty for it. And that has resulted in something like 40 or 50% fewer addicts, not because they're overdosing, but because they're able to go and get help without being afraid of the consequences of getting help. A lot of addicts are afraid to go and get help. And
young people becoming addicted at lower rates. You know, everything that everybody yep. warns us that legalized drugs will do, the opposite appears to be the case.
Yeah, but and the thing of it is like at one point he asked me, do you think we should legalize cocaine and heroin? And I said, yeah. And at that point he just laughed and said, okay, the conversation's over.
I think people really have a difficult time imagining a world where cocaine and heroin are legal again, because let's
right.
not forget,
imagine it 100 years ago or whatever.
Not even 100 years ago, you know, less than 100 years ago, these things were legal, and somehow or another
you could go down to the corner store at age 10 and buy a whole bottle of heroin.
The best thing to do, especially with a Republican, is point out that, because generally conservatives love the way things were in the past, so if you just
yeah.
point out to them, look, this great nation was built by people who could legally obtain cocaine and heroin. Do you hate America? You know, I've always, I don't actually push the line in that way, but I like to turn it that way just a little bit, because their own mind tends to convict them in this area.
Yeah, and what about the freedom to sell the products that you choose? I mean, don't conservatives support the free market? I mean, you can corner them on with questions about what they supposedly believe economically, and then show them how, well, wait, if you believe in the free market, then why shouldn't I be free to buy and sell whatever chemicals I want to?
But I think it's realistic to assume that marijuana will likely be legalized before heroin and cocaine.
Probably true.
Maybe I'm wrong there. The fact is that marijuana was illegalized before heroin and cocaine, and those drugs were legal much farther into American history than marijuana was. And marijuana was basically based on racism and corporate cronyism and things like that. So I don't know, but that's what it seems like to me, because people just really have a very difficult time imagining a world where where cocaine and heroin are obtainable.
So the good news is that there are other people out there besides your dad who are much more persuadable on these issues. It can be very, very difficult to persuade family members to come to the ideas of liberty. It can be difficult to persuade family members to buy anything.
Well, it's difficult for young people to persuade their parents of much, because these people, just a few short years ago, were wiping poo off of your butt.
They've seen you make mistake after mistake after mistake.
Right, and so, to them, you are somebody who learns from them. There's a societal structure in place. Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense at all, but I can tell you, my mom's been very difficult to convince on this Bitcoin subject, and basically now she's cemented in her position because she's been wrong so many times on it. So, it happens to everybody.
AC, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, just one last thing. Like, one thing that I was talking about was about, if you want to live, to my dad, is if you want to live in a free country and you want liberty and freedom, you got to allow people to make their own choices, and you can't lock up innocent people in cages who haven't hurt anybody. So there, we need freedom of liberty, but they have to be within limits. And I'm like, what? Which is just typical, typical stuff from people like him.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people say things like that. That
freedom for me, limits for everyone else.
Right, and that's really what it comes down to, is the limits mean the things that you believe are a good idea. And freedom is also, sorry to tell you, the freedom to make mistakes.
Sure, and I should be able to be the one who decides on my limits. I'm the one who knows me best, and so I should be the one that makes those decisions for my life, and that's what self-government is all about. Thanks, AC, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Dave's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I just want to briefly touch up on last night's show, because you guys were talking about, like, Asperger's, mental disorders, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another disorder. It's called bipolar. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that before.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, it means sometimes you're happy, and sometimes one is happy, and sometimes one's sad, right?
Yes, because, I have bipolar and Asperger's as well, and I have no problem at all mentioning that to anybody. If they want to ask me, oh, what's wrong with you, like, oh, yeah, I got Asperger's, bipolar, that kind of stuff, I got no problem at all, mentioning that to anybody.
Doesn't that kind of contradict the Asperger's? Aren't Asperger's people supposed to be, like, antisocial?
No.
No?
No.
I don't understand. No? All right. I thought that one of the hallmarks of Asperger's was that you can't socially interact.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't want to or that you don't.
I see. So that they try, but they fail miserably.
You're just not very good at it.
Right.
I think reading and processing of social cues.
So Asperger's people aren't necessarily antisocial.
Correct.
They're just bad at being social.
Correct.
That's what you're saying?
I believe that to be the case, yes.
Gotcha. So, Dave, what else did you want to share about your experience?
I have a question for Dave, actually.
Okay, well, what's your question?
Okay, Dave, when you meet people, do you first introduce yourself, hi, my name's Dave, and I'm bipolar?
No, I just walk up to somebody, like, oh, hey, how you doing, that kind of stuff, I just like, oh, hey, what's up, how's it going?
Okay, so my follow-up question to that is, at what point do you disclose to friends, family, acquaintances that you you do have a mental illness?
Well, my friends already know this, and my family already knows this. Well, like if some stranger doesn't
I think
know,
he's just
like,
saying no. that he's not afraid to admit it.
I got you.
Is what he's saying. Dave, I don't know if you had more than you wanted to say on the topic. You're welcome to hang on. We'll bring it back here if you do. Dave in New York, more with him in moments. Is he in the chat room tonight, by the way?
Yes, he
All
was.
Right. 855 450 free. That is the pro XPN toll free line. Coming up, the Cuddle Crackdown, more about kids and protesting.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bosfield here from Midas Resources. Today, December 17th, 2013, gold opened at $12.40.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.86.06, $6.43.03 for a half ounce, or $3.21.51 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $12.86.06, $6.43.03, and $3.21.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Pro XPN toll free line, and of course you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have listening options. live streams. We've got three different flavors of live stream. They are three bandwidths. So there's 16K, 32, and 64. So different bit rates for different speed internet connections. You can use whichever one sounds best and works best for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. And those streams are there for you 24/7. You don't just have to listen live. You can listen anytime you want to the latest episode. For free, of course. The whole website actually is free. You get the, there's a list of over 130 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've got free-to-air satellite coverage in North and Central America. That way you can get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows via satellite for $0 per month. There's also the webcam and the listen lines where you can listen via any phone that can dial long distance. So keep all that in mind. Go get details over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've actually got Dave on the line in New York, and Dave had an update for us on his opinions about last night's show. Dave, did you have any other thoughts you wanted to share?
I just want to say that I also have a therapist, and there is nothing wrong with asking for help. Like, if you need help, you know, with your mental disorders or whatever, there is nothing wrong with asking for help.
That's absolutely right. And it's actually a sign of strength, so keep doing that.
Right, and she had also wrote a note to, because I have to appear in court tomorrow, and you know she wrote a note to this judge, and I'm only going to read like a short paragraph of what the message says.
All right,
says Dave has been a client of the blank mental health clinic since January 23rd, 2008, and has been diagnosed with a serious mental illness, bipolar disorder, as well as several other disorders, including Asperger's disorder and a learning disorder, NOS. You know, says I struggle with difficulties in interpersonal relations as a result of my autism spectrum disorder. Recently, I was fired from a job that I loved, a driver for Hertz, you know, due to, you know, inappropriate behavior, which I did. And then as a result of this, she has been unable to obtain, you know, unemployment insurance benefits. And then, you know, she goes on and on. So I just want to say that there is nothing wrong with asking for help if you need it, like I've always done, because I've always struggled through life because of my disorder, and I've always asked people for help, and there is nothing wrong with asking for help.
Dave, thank you. I agree. They're very repetitive as usual, but it's important to repeat the important things, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So 855, 450, free.
So I have the slightest experience with this.
For help?
No. Well, so
Asperger's.
No. Let me just finish here. Yeah. Working with a person with Asperger's? Yes, I've got that. I have a difficult time sort of internalizing words and numbers, especially if I have to read those numbers and words off. Now, consider, it's my job to do live reads, among other things. And
yeah, I've seen the copy you write for those live reads. They're god-awful.
No, usually that's just cut and paste from clients. If I write it, it's good.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, if somebody sends me something, then I feel like I should give this a try, but then I just end up rewriting it anyway. So nonetheless, it's not the writing, it's the reading, that's especially the out loud reading that's difficult. And especially when it comes to like reading telephone numbers or spelling words and that kind of thing, that makes it, that's just a very difficult thing for me to do. But I don't give voice to that very often. I try not to say those things, and I simply put it away. You know, I put that away and that excuse, because I feel like if you lean on that excuse, it can be a crutch. Like, do I want the life where it's hard for me to read telephone numbers and read and spell words out loud to people, or do I want the life where I can do that?
Well, one of the great inspirational stories out there is John Stossel, who has overcome a stuttering problem. I mean, that's a pretty big problem to have when you're going to be in broadcast television, and he beat it.
And these things don't compare to full-on sort of mental illnesses, especially the ones that were, you know, whatever. Maybe there's brain damage or chemical issues or something. I don't know exactly what it goes on with folks. But to some extent, Asperger's is kind of relatively recently diagnosed autistic spectrum disorder, where the people who have it are remarkably similar to a-holes, right? Like, there's a...
I wouldn't say that's true at all, actually. And truth be told, the facts of the case are Asperger's was merged back into autism spectrum disorders in the last revision of the DSM.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that I've met a couple of
people. So it doesn't actually exist as a diagnosis anymore.
I've met a couple of people who have called them. So, you know, does that mean that everybody who's had Asperger's is now just plain old autistic?
Correct.
And you know, once you have a diagnosis
for
everybody.
They're on the spectrum, actually, is the way to put it.
Once you have a diagnosis for everybody, then you no longer have mental illness, is one of the difficulties I have with this. And I knew somebody who had Asperger's who knew what he was doing on a regular basis. But he would just be a jerk and lean on the Asperger's thing. Now, I'm not indicting every person who's got Asperger's here, but I'm also saying that you've got control over your life. It's your life, and you can decide how it goes. Am I going to stumble over some telephone numbers when I try to read them? Yep, now and then I'm going to do that. But that doesn't mean that I can't read telephone numbers. It means that, you know, it's a challenge.
Well, if you can put a website into the web URL of your browser, then you can visit cashintocoins.com.
Well, cashintocoins.com is the easiest way to... is that some kind of segue?
It was.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty slick.
You thought that was slick? I thought it was lame.
That was pretty lame.
cashintocoins.com. If you go to cashintocoins.com, you can get Bitcoins. Now might be a really good time to get them,
They're
too.
In the $500 range.
They're low. I don't know what the... I imagine Cash into Coins is having a difficult time getting Bitcoins because I wouldn't sell right
now.
That's
one of the reasons why they, I think, put a delay on. It's taking longer than previous.
Yeah, this is one of those the difficult things about running a business where you sell Bitcoins. You know, the exchanges have it kind of easy because people are buying and selling to each other on the exchanges, whereas a business like CashIntoCoins.com, they sell Bitcoins. But, you know, they've got instructions right there, and they say they'll fulfill within 24 hours, right?
I'll have to get an update on that, Mark, because it was, last I looked, it was one business day.
Yeah.
Which is not 24 hours if you're talking about a weekend.
Gotcha. So there you go. Cashintocoins.com. It is easy to use. I have used it.
At least one business day.
Yep. I have used it. And there you go. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Credit Union with Shared Branching. Those are the only things that you need in order to do cashintocoins.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. You can bring up whatever you want. Still to come here tonight, the cuddling crackdown. Nemi's got the story on that, plus more about using kids, exploiting children for protest purposes. We'll go back to that. But first, Chris is on the line listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris. Chris in Indiana.
Hello,
going once.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts, Chris.
Well, I had a quick question about Bitcoin, but first, about that last caller, I wanted to just reiterate, you know, under that new DSM manual, we would all be diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder, which is...
Sure. I think that's fantastic, and I'd like to follow up on that in the next segment, actually.
Well, anybody who's not an obedient serf has some sort of disorder. Hang on, Chris, at least according to them. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here, and this is Free Talk Live. Oh, by the way, we've got Skype. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free Pro XPN number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can comment on whatever you would like. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We certainly have been talking about using children or exploiting children as far as activism is concerned. We can come back to that topic. The cuddle crackdown is still to come. Nemi's got that story. Also, we're talking about so-called mental disorders. Are they overdiagnosed? It's kind of a continuation of a topic from last night. And you can do that here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up, you know, a topic we talked about earlier in the week. Maybe you couldn't call in live at that time, and you can only call in now. Feel free. We're here for you. And also, you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm.
Today, I just got another shipment of BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee is a coffee. It's a, you know, high-end coffee. It's top 1% Arabica grade. It's all organic and shade-grown. And in case you don't know, if you've got that kind of acid reflux thing when you drink coffee, shade-grown addresses that. Likely, you will have no problems in that area in the future. But what's really one of the nice things about BuzzBox is I no longer have to do the coffee shopping thing. They now just ship coffee to me, comes in the mail, and it's all taken care of. So that's pretty cool. I think that obviously you can get that from many other coffee distributors out there, but I think that the very best and most important thing about BuzzBox coffee is the company philosophy. What they do, they teamed up with us to bring 100 microloans to small farmers in third world countries so that these people can break the generational chains of poverty. No longer will they be asking for handouts from, United States missions and that kind of thing, they're going to be creating coffee. They're going to be part of a coffee creation system that's going to give them the hand up instead of the hand out. That's what I really like about BuzzBox Coffee. That's why I have begun using BuzzBox Coffee. You can go get your first pound free at coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover the shipping. We'll send you a pound of coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com to try it out. Get on the subscription and start making a difference in the world one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Now, you look up the CDC numbers, the Center of Disease Control, which I'd like to point out is the Center of Disease Control, not the Center of Curing Disease.
Mm.
They control this by the DSM-5 with this whole new disorder, oppositional defiant disorder. They say, oh, it's only in children. But no,
it's not new. That's not new.
Yeah, it was in the DSM-4 too, I'm sure, right?
Okay.
So what I'm getting at is that if you look up the numbers, back in 2000, 1 in 150 children had autism. In 2008, 1 in 88, now probably 1 in 55. They're making these mental diseases, the criteria to diagnose in children, more broad. I think one of the motives is in order to incrementally disarm America, because when you have a mental disorder, when you are diagnosed with one, it is a lot harder, if not impossible, to obtain a firearm.
That's a possibility. I don't know if that's the motivation behind it.
Right.
It could just simply be they want to dope everybody up.
Guessing motive steps full on into the conspiracy theory realm, but I'm going to go ahead and guess a different motive. That motive is that psychiatrists and psychologists make money from crazy people. They don't make money from sane people. So therefore, broadening their definitions of these things give them... The fact is, I think we're all nuts, right? Like, it's just different variations of nuts. Do I think that there are full-on crazy people? Sure. But I think that nobody is the picture, the poster child of mental health. Secondarily, I think that schools, specifically public schools, get a lot more funding for dealing with a child who has learning disabilities or whatever than a child who doesn't. So, to me, it's all about the money.
That is another motive to sell more antipsychotic drugs, I understand. But... and just to make people dumber. So, like, you guys' message, other people's radio messages, they don't listen to it. They just want to focus on things that don't involve thinking. And I think this really sets kids up to grow up stupid. But, hey, really what I wanted to get at was Bitcoin. I listen now and then, I was thinking about maybe making a purchase of a few or whatever. I just want you to... Or three, sorry, to convince me that Bitcoin is a good thing when the fact is 2 weeks ago it was worth about $1,300 and now it's $500. I'm not belittling Bitcoin. I think it's a very good thing.
Times are tough now. It's only at $500 compared to...
It was like $10 like a year ago. Now it's $500.
Right.
But I mean,
now it's probably like $30 a year ago. But yeah, I mean, about a month ago or a month or two ago that it was $100 and something and now it's $500. Sure, it's down from $1,200, and I'm sure people that bought it $12 are feeling the burn from that. But you've got to take the long view on this, right, Mark?
Well, I mean, this has happened three times now in Bitcoin's history where it's shot up and then went down and then, trundled up, kind of stayed flat, trundled up a little bit and then shot up and then went down. But each time it's gone down higher than from whence it came. And that, that shows there's a trend in there that, as a matter of fact, I saw somebody doing a trending analysis based on factors of 10 showing Bitcoin and its pricing currently, and that its pricing currently is about $600 is accurate for Bitcoin. Not to say that Bitcoin stayed exactly on this trend, but it's just kind of interesting. It should reach 1,000 by mid next year and 10,000 by mid 2016. That's just an analysis that somebody did looking at a graph.
There's another guy that says it's going to go to $10 next year.
Right, but there you go. And somebody's going to say something anywhere. Bitcoin's done what it says it's going to do over and over again. So far, nobody's ever been able to say Bitcoin is bad. I mean, people can they could point out, oh, cars are bad because they suck the air out of your lungs at 15 miles an hour. This is some of the crap that people said about cars back in the day. But you know,
there were probably people who had invested heavily in horse-drawn carriages,
right? But they were still moving people forward at the pace that they wanted to be moved forward at. And Bitcoin does what it says it's supposed to do, and all people can do is kind of complain about that.
And what it does is it provides a decentralized money transfer system that is controlled by no one person or organization. That is what it does very effectively, and it does it very cheaply, and it makes it easy to transfer money internationally within moments.
And while it can do that, it is going to rule. And I mean, Western Union is going to be out of business in a couple of years because Bitcoin can do what it does better.
That's a real you're going out on a limb.
It's a prediction,
yep.
Right? But they're taking it. It's going to be tough on Western Union. They charge people a lot of money to move things around.
They do.
Bitcoin doesn't, and
it's ridiculous restrictions. I couldn't believe how difficult it was to wire money. I mean, I don't do it that often, but I couldn't believe it. You have to show ID and answer the question, and
the first time's always the worst too. Whenever you get into Western Union or MoneyGram, there's always ridiculous requirements where you can't just do it online. You have to call them. They have to verify you. They ask you, you know, where what houses you owned or what you lived in or whatever, and it's just outrageous. And it takes so long, and then it's a hassle for the person to pick it up on the other
end.
That's
right.
I think you're right, Ian. It's a radical statement to have said that Western Union is going to be out of business in a couple of years. But if Bitcoin takes 10% of Western Union's business, it deserves every penny it has. Plus the fact that it allows people around the world to send money to their friends and relatives, allows people to gamble if their country has restrictions.
Buy drugs.
It allows people to buy safer drugs online without the danger of being beaten up or something like that. If Bitcoin just stays in those areas, it's worth more than it is today.
So there you go, Chris. There's some ideas for you, and you got something to chew on there. Thanks for the call tonight. If it doesn't feel right to you, or you're too afraid to get into it, then stay away from it. But if you've got a few hundred bucks and you can afford a Bitcoin, remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy half a Bitcoin. You know, if you've got some money to put into Bitcoin and it does end up going up, it could be worth your while.
Right. And this is the speculation aspect of Bitcoin. You can anybody can feel any way they want about that. I think that Bitcoin is going to change the world in the future. You can want to be on with that or not, but that's my speculation.
At what point will it have changed the world? To me, it already has.
It has changed the world, but is it going to change the world dramatically? I mean, is it going to provide a lot more freedom to people?
We'll come back here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free. Still so much to discuss. And, of course, we'll talk about what you want if you dial in at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
If you have Skype, you can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. By the way, our toll-free lines are brought to you by ProXPN. What is it? It's a global virtual private network. Focus on the word private, meaning that they're encrypting everything that you do on the Internet. If you're using ProXPN, and you can go and get the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, plus you can, following simple instructions, get it to work for Linux as well. The setup's a little bit different there. ProXPN encrypts everything you do so that your Internet service provider, they have no idea what you're doing. They are no longer logging you as they currently likely are. They're likely logging up to 5 years worth.
I think they pretty much have to, don't they?
I don't know about that, Mark. That's a good question. But ProXPN does not log what you do online, and you can go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started there, get their app, and then you can upgrade to the premium level of ProXPN to get unlimited bandwidth, to also make it so you can connect to multiple ProXPN servers around the world. Because one of the other cool things that they do is they'll let you make it look like to the website you're visiting that you're somewhere else, that you're not actually in Poughkeepsie, New York, or wherever it is that you might happen to live, that you're actually, in point of fact, it looks like to the website you might be in Singapore or the Netherlands or Dallas or Seattle. You name it. There's different servers you can choose with ProXPN. If you want to change it, you can just disconnect from one and then change over to a different one. So that's kind of cool. Plus, the encryption means that nobody else gets to look at your packets either. Maybe you're on a network that you're not familiar with, like the local coffee shop. The administrator of that network will not be able to know what you're doing over their network. And that's really important, especially if you're at a location where there's internet blockages, like in another country or at your workplace or at a school where they have, you know, restrictions on what you can access. Not if you've got ProXPN on your laptop. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20. Save 20% on the price of their premium account. And you can save it on whether you want to go with monthly, annual, 6 months. Use FTL20 as your discount code, or save 33% on the annual plan by using Bitcoin to pay at proxpn.com/FTL. We go to Skype, where Nathan is on the line. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live in Texas.
If you have any difficulty interacting with people, then you can go to Cash Into Coins website instead of doing it in person.
Yeah, Cash Into Coins is definitely a good place to go. Although sometimes you do have to interact with a bank teller when you're making a deposit.
Is this an Asperger's tie-in?
I was thinking that would be a better segue to the from the autism thing.
All right.
Anyways, I wanted to comment on the caller who was talking about the argument with his grandfather or father or whoever it was.
Yeah, his father, as I recall.
Young man having an argument with his father or a discussion about drug legalization.
So my grandfather died of alcoholism, and on his, I guess you could say, deathbed, he said marijuana would lead to all sorts of, you know, cocaine and heroin and, you know, this kind of thing. And I can't help but think that that caller, he's a lot luckier than I am, because I never got to have that conversation that he had with his father. My grandfather just, you know, if you disagreed with him about something on Fox News, then he would just walk away, or like conversation over, you know, or something like that.
Well, that kind of was how the conversation ended. The caller played his hand a little too far and suggested that all drugs should be legalized. With the father, I'm saying, as far as
out of here with that.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't go any farther. And
some people are not good prospects for the ideas of liberty. I mean,
well, it takes time.
Some people aren't worth spending the time on, because
if you live with them, you have the time.
Well, I understand where you're coming from there, but also if you keep doing it to some extent, you could really alienate yourself from some people as well, depending on, you know, how frustrated they're becoming with your attempts to persuade them. But yes, it does take time, especially with the people that you care about, because they're very familiar with you and they know that you're fallible, and they're probably just thinking you're wrong about this.
Yeah, the scary thing to me is how many people sort of believe this basically it's just, you know, lies and propaganda. It's, you know, when the government says that, or an official or a doctor says, you know, marijuana is more harmful to you than, you know, XYZ, it's basically a straight up lie.
It's either a lie or it's misinformation. I mean, if somebody is and then they repeat the lie without knowing it's a lie, they're just spreading this. They're spreading lies, but they themselves are not lying. They're spreading misinformation.
If that person is in a position of, I guess you could say, expertise or authority, then it seems to me it's about as bad as lying. If you're like a medical doctor, like Sanjay Gupta, for example, you know, he had a mea culpa where he came out and had a documentary and said, I was wrong, you know, and apologized. He didn't come out with a documentary sequel about cocaine or heroin. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it takes more time to look at that. And I don't think cocaine and heroin are as harmless, and I don't want to say no harm comes from marijuana, but harmless as marijuana. Marijuana, I mean, you know, there's no marijuana deaths. There might be marijuana related deaths, and that, you know, somebody got stoned and did something stupid or something like that. But, you know, no marijuana deaths. It hasn't caused any deaths. Whereas cocaine, heroin, that'd be a radical statement to make that. And the arguments for cocaine and heroin legalization, frankly, are different than the arguments for marijuana legalization. One of the reasons I argue for heroin and cocaine legalization is because it drives people to commit violent crimes against other individuals. So therefore, the war on drugs puts me and mine and you and yours in danger every day from people who would commit violent crimes. Very few violent crimes are committed in the name of marijuana. And if you remove people robbing marijuana drug dealers from that equation, then you have very few violent crimes that are associated with marijuana.
That makes sense. I'll try to keep that distinction in mind. The other thing that kind of, I guess, sort of makes me angry about this whole thing is, I think it was mentioned in an article Nick Gillespie writes on JFK. He wrote it like 10 years ago, but Reason.com runs it every Thanksgiving about JFK. And the last one he wrote, he kind of mentioned, well, you know, this whole drug war has basically been a baby boomer kind of thing. Like, haven't they been in positions of power and responsibility to oversee it? Would you agree with that?
I would say that they've continued it. I don't know if you could say that baby boomer started it.
I guess it escalated in the 80s, right, under Reagan, which is about when the baby boomer...
It escalated under Nixon first, and then Nixon Reagan, first. And then Clinton.
I mean, marijuana was prohibited in the 1930s.
Yeah, but it wasn't... The crackdowns weren't there. The
Well, there was certainly plenty of propaganda.
Hmm?
But he was making the point that the baby boomers, I guess as a group, like not only do they go so far as to prohibit people from, you know, buying or selling or using these substances, but they use them themselves and then sure. prohibit it.
Oh, yeah. There's no shortage of hypocrisy, no doubt about it. Nathan, thanks for your call.
I know,
call
but it makes it sting extra bad. Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. So whether you want to comment on drug prohibition or activists using children in their protests, which is kind of where we started the show, you can bring up anything here.
Yeah, I'd like to know if people think that marijuana is going to remain illegal. I think that there are some...
It's only a matter of time, I think, in most places.
I think so, too. I'm not only a registered Republican, but I have ran and won office as a Republican, so I can kind of speak to Republicans in a way that perhaps most can't.
You ran unopposed, by the way.
I did. Yeah. Completely unopposed.
Let the man have his moment again.
I didn't say which office it was. I could take away even more by mentioning that.
Indeed, it was a very minor office. There's no doubt about it. But the fact is, Republicans have some really bad stands on some issues. Gay marriage. Clearly a loser.
Immigration.
Immigration, loser. And the war on marijuana.
And war, period.
And God.
War, I don't think, is a loser. I'm pointing out the stands that are losers with the electorate.
I see what you mean.
You know, it's one thing to...
I was pointing out the ones where they're wrong, which is a whole lot.
There's a lot of points where they're wrong, no doubt about it. But... As a party, the Republicans should consider dropping stupid losing platforms, and marijuana criminalization is one of those.
Yeah, they're not going to do that, Mark.
Yeah, well, they don't care about winning. They care about getting people on their side and giving them, getting money.
No time soon, at least on the national level, are they going to do that. You might see that happen in New Hampshire if they haven't already done it in New Hampshire. Because
plenty of Republicans are for that in New Hampshire.
Free State Project participants have been invading the Republican Party, and they have been, bringing more ideas of liberty to the party platform, as I understand it. I have never been to one of these meetings. I'm told that they have
This is the position that I was. It's biennial.
Once every other year.
The delegate to the state convention, and we vote on the state platform and listen to some dumb political speeches. It was within a few votes, so just a couple dozen votes, as to whether or not marriages between one man and one woman was removed from the state platform of the Republican Party here in New Hampshire.
And a lot of Republicans voted to create gay marriage legislatively here in New Hampshire.
Of course they did, yeah.
So Republicans and Democrats are a little different here. There's a lot of liberty activists that are running on both parties. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. You take control. For top.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.